Yeah, all right, sounds good.
Cool.
Cool, everything's recording then. All right, today I'm joined by a coworker from Zilla Sake with Logan Rubino. I don't know if you wanted me to say your last name. All right. It doesn't matter, really.
It's out there
doesn't
now.
Matter, yeah. It's out there now, man. The government knows. Anyways, yeah. Good morning. Buenos dias. Ohayo gozaimasu. Guten Morgen. And yeah, let's start. So today we're going to be talking about guns. Behind us is our little targets. We just went shooting earlier today. But, damn it, piece of the burger stuck on my tooth. That's fine. Yeah, cool. So basically what I, you know, texted to you like a couple weeks ago is, what do guns mean to you? Well, like the goods, the bad, the neutrality of it,
I mean, the only bads I feel like come from unsafe gun ownership. But
I could definitely agree with that.
Everything else I feel like is mostly good. Good investments. Good for safety.
Yeah.
Hunting. Fun.
And yeah, I know most people, like, they say that, especially for like someone that lives in Alaska, it's a good utilitarian thing to have, because exactly, use it for hunting.
You're out in the wild.
Yeah, you're out in the wild. You got like a bear.
Like anything.
Yeah.
Varmints.
Yeah, that too. But yeah, because I here in the city, I think the cons are more of people who are going through mental health issues who can't really control themselves with the use of a gun, I'd say, if anything, like, maybe it's a mentality where you think it's like a game. I'm not just saying like video game. I'm saying like a game. It's like maybe that barrier in their mentalities,
Yeah, there's just me. People need to be evaluated before buying guns, I think. To some extent. I don't know. They pretty much just let anyone buy guns.
Yeah, basically.
I went and bought a gun in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, it doesn't take long. I know one thing they do for, obviously they ask you if you're citizen, resident, or non-citizen. I think you can still buy a weapon if you're a non-citizen, but, it's a longer process. They have to contact your country of origin, see if this guy's a criminal or whatever. And then if you pass that, I think that one takes, at least a day or two. But regardless... Yeah, they
you
buy the gun, it's pretty
gun
fucking hard.
Even like felons can own guns in Arizona.
In Arizona, what?
Pretty wild.
I had no idea.
But I mean, anybody who wants to do something with a gun is going to be able to find a gun, whether it's legal or
illegal. I think that's just for example, like the movie like Star Wars, in the Empire
never
time periods. Oh, you never seen that?
No,
well, anyways. I could have believed you. Anyways, but. The Empire, they're the ones that are basically ruling everything, and how are rebels going to be able to get guns if they're going to purchase it legally? Are they going to get guns regardless? They're going to it's smuggling,
illegally.
Smuggling, yeah, exactly. Just
I mean, if they couldn't get guns, they would have got something else.
Yeah, exactly.
Spears, rocks,
yeah, chemical warfare,
anything.
Chemical, yeah.
Find what you need.
Exactly, but. Yeah, to me, I like to look at it. I think I've always looked at it for the past decade plus. That's kind of like having a fire hydrant in your house. You never know when you're gonna need it.
Yeah, it's better to have it and not need it than need
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Not have it.
Exactly. That opportunity might come.
I mean, yeah, there's probably an excessive amount of guns you can own that's not practical. But I mean, I feel like everyone should at least own one gun, and definitely if they don't own a gun, at least be comfortable around a gun.
Yeah, I'd say. That's the part where people don't understand that because they don't know about it, or because they're told to fear it. They don't have the knowledge of it.
Yeah.
I mean that even plays into the whole COVID thing. People like really fear it because they don't really know about it. They don't know the science behind it, etc. So I'd say that's the same shit with a gun, right?
Yeah.
Same crap.
I mean,
yeah.
There's a bunch of gun owners who still don't feel comfortable with their firearm. And
yeah.
So I guess. The one thing that I don't want is someone who has a gun that isn't comfortable with their gun. That's the most dangerous thing to me.
Yeah. Today, it was the first time I freaking shot my gun. I think it's been clearly over a year. And I was kind of nervous. I was, a little shaky. I was, oh, it's been so long. I was a little sweaty. I was, oh, man.
It's always like sweaty in there too. Yeah, I think it was just hot.
Well, hopefully it was that. Hopefully it was that. But still, either way, I was a little shaky because it's just been such a long time since I even fired it off. Or I've definitely every now and again I practice, you know, loading my gun. I practice cocking it, making sure you know it's clear. Yeah.
Should buy some of those little snap caps.
Little snap caps.
Yeah, you put them in your magazines. You can just like fire it. Doesn't hurt your firing pin at all.
Yeah.
My little brother uses them because he's afraid he's gonna ruin his gun by just sitting in his room pulling the trigger. But like that's what he does. He just sits at home. He will just load those just up.
Loads it up. Back,
and just play at the desk. That way, like when he picks up, that's what I do too with my guns. I mean, I used to get fucked up and like do this too, which probably wasn't the safest, but it worked. But you just play with your gun, just so you like you always check to make sure the safety's on. And you just make everything a habit, like make this like safety a habit.
I guess yeah, exactly. Making safety the habit, yeah. Because
like, now every time I pick up my gun, the first thing I do is my finger goes straight to the safety. Like that's like the first thing I do before I touch anything else, and that was just over like repetition.
Yeah. And I think I've heard of, like, many stories of people, you know, playing with their guns, but they're not really, you know, considering the safety factor into it. They're considering it more of maybe a Nerf gun.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they point it at their friends, and then they shoot it, and they don't know that it's actually loaded. I know that's why, you know, anytime you read any kind of rules or regulations, it always says, always, you know, hold your gun as if it were loaded, always, you know, safe practice. I think that's definitely,
I mean, I was even told never to take your gun out unless you were going to use it, but
exactly, yeah, and I think that's true too. I mean, don't point it at somebody unless you're gonna fucking use it, you know, unless it's a like an actual hazardous situation where your life is you know, fucking threatened.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. And yeah, anytime I have my hand on my gun, it's always off the trigger. It's always, you know, to the side. Again, those are just safe practices to have. You're gonna,
always.
Yeah, if you're gonna
never have a finger on the trigger unless you're gonna pull it.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought it was unfortunate. I think it was a couple years ago. I don't even remember exactly the exact time frame. I know it was within the past 3 years, but some guy who, you know, has this concealed carry, he had his gun on him. He was in PSU. I don't know what exactly happened. I know there's video of it.
Oh yeah, that video.
Yeah. There, I know there's a video of it. So it's definitely documented, but what is this, security guard or police officer?
He was, like, off-duty at a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he tried breaking up that fight.
Yeah, and then he ended up falling, his gun fell out, and he got shot by a security guard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shot, killed, and that was unfortunate because he had his concealed carry. He, you know, was doing everything safe practice, but, again, it's just the fear of not knowing about guns.
Yeah.
The fear of unknowing. I think it's a little silly when it comes to
unlucky circumstances.
Yeah, exactly. And unfortunate circumstances. I think it's a little silly when people, like right now with gun control, I think they're trying to get rid of guns, or they're trying to just have tougher regulation. But what is tougher regulation, though?
Smaller magazines, harder to get guns, can't get ARs.
Really? But still.
Assault weapons.
Yeah. But still, it's again, it's, and even then, it's not the gun. The gun isn't bad.
It's a person.
It's problem. Exactly. It's the person. It's the problem of the of the freaking person.
Focus on people.
Yeah,
crazy person's gonna attack you with whatever you can find to attack you.
A pencil, a freaking spoon. Yeah.
A spoon.
Yeah, if it's metal.
Probably happened.
Yeah. If it's like if it's definitely a metal spoon, I can see how that would happen. But I'd say people mostly are afraid of guns.
Yeah.
They don't know it. They don't know what to do with it. They see it. You know, they're told it's bad. This is bad. You know, Jimmy.
And it's like knives. Like kids are afraid of like knives most for the most part. Totally grow up and they realize, oh, this is a knife. You use this as a tool. You do things with it. Now, I'm not afraid every time I pick up a knife.
Exactly.
But
no, I definitely agree with that. I can definitely agree that, the gun isn't necessarily the bad thing. You know, they're saying that. Oh, and I'm actually on a motorcycle group, and on that motorcycle group, a lot of people, every now and again, you get like 1 out of 10 people that ask about, you know, putting what others think about like holsters in the motorcycle jacket, and you know, a lot of the times, because it's a national group, some people will, like, really kill them. It's like, hey man, you know, this is in America, you know, whatever. It's like, you guys, Americans are so, you know, you guys are so stupid with your guns and all that stuff. You guys are so violent. It's like, well, I remember I commented not too long ago. I'm like, well, I mean, if you know how to use a weapon, it's just kind of there. There's no need to be, you know, also giving backhanded, sarcastic, you know, responses to You don't know, what the culture is like over here. You don't know what certain areas are like around here. You know, some people,
kind of
yeah.
crazy person you'll run into.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy scenario.
Yeah.
Anything's possible. I'd be more worried about crashing and having to shoot myself somehow.
I think yeah, more people die from just speed crashing with their cars than a gun. Yeah. Exactly, and I mean, yeah, the gun, the alcohol is definitely a depressant, so.
But I mean, yeah, and on top of everything, guns, great investments, because they don't really lose their value. As long as you take care of a gun, I mean, it's not like you can turn around and sell it for more money than you bought it for, but
No, definitely not.
I have guns that my grandpa used as a kid, they still function perfectly. I mean, that's a great investment.
Yeah, I remember one time in this room when I was maybe 12 or 11, we had one of our uncles living here. And we had no idea he had, a gun on him. It was like a Mauser. It was like an old, old school Mauser from I don't know, maybe the 60s. And it was fucking, it looked so cool. You know, I was able to hold it. It was kind of heavy. It's kind of heavy, but still, I was a little bit afraid because I think for the most part in my family, the culture's always been guns are bad. Guns are dangerous.
Yeah.
Not really a thing.
Not
an education on it.
Yeah, let's give you an education and teach you how to use this and make you feel comfortable.
Yeah. It was like we didn't have any rifles because I have some Asian friends that their families they have rifles because they go hunting.
Yeah.
They go use it for hunting. I'm like, oh, that sounds so cool, but I don't know how to use it. So it's just because it seems kind of scary at the same time. Yeah. But. Yeah, it's. I think we can definitely implement that with people, more of with our families. Kind of tell them, hey, this thing is kind of it's a tool. It's not
just
something to be afraid of.
Yeah, put more gun safety out there.
Yeah. So yeah, I thought it was great how when we went to the gun range today, there was a fucking Labrador right there. I thought that was awesome. No, because it was nice.
That's
yeah,
the
it was
first time I've seen that dog there.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was intentional. I thought
no,
that dog
was
there
I've
all
seen
the
dog.
Time.
I'm like, they should have this dog here all the time.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah, I thought the
with
dog
waivers
was
waivers in his mouth.
Yeah, waivers. Yeah, just all the thing. They're having a little jacket or vest on the back of him with all the waivers and pencils.
I mean, when you guys walked in, he
dog.
Was just sitting there perfectly.
I know perfectly.
Yeah,
like,
it's perfectly calm. I almost thought he was sniffing out for drugs or something.
Drug dog at the
gun
range.
Yeah, drug dog at the gun range. Well, they did say if you were on drugs or you looked like you had been drinking.
Oh, dude, what the fuck?
They. Where did that come from?
I don't know.
What the hell?
I just found it on my lap.
Yeah, because I know earlier when I shot one of the shells one of the shells just ricocheted on the back of my forehead actually.
That's crazy.
Cool.
Yeah, came out of nowhere.
Nice.
Souvenir.
Sweet. Nice little souvenir.
Let's check to see if there's any more on me. Nope.
No, I don't have any.
I had brought one home last time too when I went shooting.
Oh really?
I found another one. 45 casing.
Your jack's pretty bad. I think you would have been get gone caught in the hoodie.
Yeah, I had a couple in my hood last time. No, I think we got them all.
That's cool. But what I was thinking with that dog being there, I thought that was really cool because maybe it's a nice, relaxer before you even before you start shooting. You could pet the dog.
A nice relaxer before you relax.
Exactly. Yeah, a nice relaxer. A nice way to just kind of. I know for animals, for some people, are de-stressors. Well, you have a snake and a cat, right?
Snake, cat, and a dog.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I also have a cat, a dog. I think they're pretty awesome. I know yesterday we took Yui to the dentist, and after she got her cap and filling done, she was kind of in pain from the numbing injection. And our cat Leon, he went up to her, not being asked or anything. He
cats
knew.
Know
that yeah,
shit.
Exactly. Cat. The he knew.
Cats
he knew
know.
She was in pain, so he came up to her. He just laid right next to her for a whole, couple hours. And
dude, animals are crazy. I also feel like every time I do psychedelics, cats know that you're in another world. I don't know. Cats cater to your mood.
You're going
crazy.
Beyond. Yeah.
Yeah. Cats are wild.
Yeah, cats
I honestly
are wild.
Think cats are I mean. It's already proven that they have different cones and rods in their eyes, so what we see is completely different than how a cat sees things.
Yeah.
So it's cats could be seeing things we don't even want to know about.
Yeah. I mean,
they could be seeing into a different dimension.
Yeah. You've seen the movie Soul?
Yeah.
No, I think, you know, they chose the cat for a specific reason. Yeah, definitely. I mean, the cat was there on the dead guy. So, yeah, I think animals definitely have a good healing property. So, I hope that Labrador is there more often at the shooting range. I think it's a good thing. Everybody was in a fucking good mood. You know, everybody was checking out. Everybody was in a good mood. They were like, oh, hey, hi.
First time I went there, not the same. Yeah. More weird the first time I went there. That was also like 3-4 years ago. It's definitely a good place now.
That's good.
I'm going to try to rent some guns next time.
Yeah, I saw some of those ARs, and I actually also wanted to shoot one of those rifles there.
Yeah, I'm especially really trying out handguns I want to buy there. Yeah. $20, half shot a handgun?
Yeah.
Or 25.
Yeah, I know recently my older brother, he had like an experience where there was like tweakers outside of his home. Like they were right there in like the bushes. Cause like, this is a really big bush.
What were they doing in the
bushes? I don't know. He said he overheard their conversation. I think hopefully later on we can have a bigger group session with other people I know that are also, you know, gun enthusiasts.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
cool. I think that'd be great. I have a friend that I've been trying to get on. Because that guy got really obsessive with a lot of the laws. In a good way, you know, because he obviously wanted to educate himself about the guns.
It's good to know your laws.
Yeah, exactly. It's good to know your laws. You know, what you can carry, where you can carry.
That way you can't get taken advantage of.
Exactly.
Rights.
Yeah. And I know it was from him, like, back, like, 5 years ago when you're driving and, you know, if like a police officer were to pull you over and look in your trunk, he can't force you to. You know, as long as you say I don't consent, it's like can't force you. So, yeah, I think it'd be really good to have a future discussion with two other people that I know that are really enthusiastic about it, and they have good knowledge about it. You know, they have good safety knowledge as well, because, you know, for the most part, again, I think it's just a huge stressor to just continue saying safety with guns, knowledge on guns too.
Safety and knowledge is key.
Definitely no fear implemented about it. Yeah, man. Even with these, you know, school shootings, I'd say they were more of the kids were probably depressed, or maybe they were having some kind of psychotic breakdowns. I'd say it was more that than the freaking gun itself, because whenever it comes to school shootings, they always focus on the gun.
The way they may have maintained the guns might or not have been.
Yeah.
The best. Like, it might have been a lack of an irresponsible parent or
irresponsible parent.
So, I mean, it just comes down to safety.
Yeah.
Common sense.
Safety, common sense. Yeah.
A lot of people don't have common sense.
No. Over here at the Reynolds High School over there in Gresham, I know there was a school shooting that happened about, I think, 10 years ago to this day. Just not that long ago. What, it was, I think, like 4 or 3 years ago. There was a guy that went into Parkrose High School with, I think it was a shotgun.
Yeah.
The guy got tackled down, though, but he was never, you know, hurt anybody. But even, yeah, I think there's a shit ton of laws. I don't know exactly which laws they are. I know I hear some people saying that Biden's going to, you know, do those, like, really strict gun implementations. But it sucks how it's just, you know, such a left and right thing. You know, obviously there's the... I'd say some, you know, people with the NRA, just so, you know, like, you know, guns, you know, part of my body, or, you know, the guns, extension of myself.
I mean, that's probably a little much, but...
Yeah, it's a little more, more far-fetched to say that.
I don't know, I feel like we just gotta go back to safety and stuff. I think people are scared of guns, so they want to get rid of them, because they think those are the problem, but they just don't want to look into the deeper problems of...
People. Yeah. Yeah,
and like what traumas cause people to act this way.
Yeah,
it's just much more deeper than just guns.
I think so as well. I think that's definitely a true thing for sure. It's more of, you gotta focus on, you know, even helping people mentally specifically. Although it sucks, is there is this mental place over here on I think it's on Division and 40th. It's called Cascadia. I think it's part of like OHSU, but right now they're going through some funding issues. Which kind of sucks, because that is a good resource, especially in Portland, that offers free mental, you know, support.
Free,
you know, that's the key point. If you really can't pay for it, they'll still help you out. They'll still get you the right meds. Actually, you know, talk with you. You know, figure what's going on. You know, what's exactly the type of psychosis that you're going through. What are the, you know, specific things that are, you know, bothering your mind,
needs to be a lot more of that.
There needs to be a lot more of that, man. As I recently, I know that I heard somewhere that it's a little bit unfortunate that people, like, you know, especially through school, because that's where it starts, you know, through school, it's more implemented that you have to always go to the dentist, but nobody ever talks about, hey, you should always, you know, you should actually sit down with the counselor weekly.
Or, like, see a therapist, or just talk to someone.
And obviously, you know, therapists are fucking expensive. From what I hear, I don't have any personal experience from, like, you know, any therapy type bills or, you know, and invoices from the therapist. So I wouldn't really know exactly how expensive it is. I know I've heard far-fetched prices like $300 an hour, $300 a session, which is fucking crazy. And especially, I'd say it's more relevant that people with lower income go through more depression, if anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
just it's like, through, like, traumas.
Yeah. How do you access those the help? It's a little silly.
Gotta start from the top, I think.
So start from the top to the bottom. Yeah, each household really has to, you know, figure out, even with their kids, you know, teach them about mental health a little bit more than,
yeah, speak your mind.
Then yeah, then go to the dentist.
I think, like, mostly all of our country's problems stem from mental health.
Yeah, I'd say that. I mean, I'd say just human problems in general definitely stem from.
Could be what we're eating.
Maybe
it's in the water.
I know. I know. Yeah, I know. People always. There are some individuals that definitely say that. It depends the lifestyle of the cow that you ate. It just depends the lifestyle of the veal that you ate.
Yeah, that's why I want to get those massaged cows.
Massaged cows, yeah, nice prairie grass-fed cows.
Grass-fed. Cow named Fred.
Cow named Fred. You know, he had a whole, you know, biography. You see his little pamphlet of his what his life was like, who his wife was, who his children was before you eat him.
It's like that Wagyu we got at Zilla.
Yeah.
It had the dude's name, where he came from.
How was it? Like, delicious?
It was delicious.
Well, there you go.
Best thing I've ever had in my entire life.
How did you feel the days following?
Felt great.
All right, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so I can definitely say that, yeah, I could agree with that. It's a sharing of energy, you know, within the world. You know, energies fluctuate, so, yeah, depending on what you eat.
You absorb something else's energy, essentially.
Yeah.
Good energy from that cow.
That's good, man. That's good.
You gonna get any new guns anytime soon?
Maybe. Depends. I know I recently had some email from Cabela's, and they were like saying that it was like 10% off of basically everything. I didn't see any like exclusions on there. I didn't see any, like, you know, guns that are excluded, or, you know, the gun room is excluded, the used gun room. So maybe them. Yeah,
two of my guns from the used gun room.
Yeah, that's my current Glock 43. Yeah, yep. From the used gun room. Came with its freaking pouch. It came with one magazine. It came with that little night sight.
Mine came with a laser.
Yeah, that's pretty tight.
Which I'm not really a fan of, because, like, you aim a laser or something, now you have to, like, pick up the laser. You're just a lot quicker just aiming down the sights.
I will say, man, I was, like, a little sketched out when I first got that Glock, because the guy working the counter that day told me that, yeah, just yesterday, this guy came in with maybe, like, a bag of 20-plus different Glocks. And, you know, just sold them at the used gun room in Cabela's, and I was most guys, all right, we're, you know,
why?
Yeah, why?
Sell when 20 Glocks?
When was this used? What was he used for? And I was like, oh shit. Oh well, I guess it's technically laundered at this point here through Cabela's. In a way, if it was used for anything negative, but shit, yeah, I don't know.
Probably like run the serial numbers, just probably all attached to that dude if something were to happen with the gun.
Yeah, they definitely did.
That guy, for
I
sure.
mean, yeah, all the guns that they showed me, they had the serial number. None of them were, like, scratched off. There's nothing fishy about them. It was just interesting. They were also pretty confused that there was, like, a guy that came in with a bag of, like, 20-plus, you know, different guns. And I think my next gun, I'll probably repurchase a Smith & Wesson AR.
Oh.
I think that thing didn't really jam up at all. It was pretty damn reliable. It felt great. Sounded nice.
If you really want to spend some money, get a Colt.
Get a Colt? Yeah.
Colt ARs are where it's at. Those are even the SIGs. The SIG ARs are nice. Or just build, like, yourself a little AR pistol.
Yeah, actually, one of my friends that I really want to bring along, he's him and his wife, they've built their own, like, you know, little custom colored ARs.
Yeah.
I think one was a teal and one was a, like, a bright pink. Oh, those were the pretty freaking
That's
cool.
Tight.
Yeah, that was really cool. So I definitely want to do that. I mean, if my wife would be interested, I'd definitely do that as well.
I definitely want a purple one.
Yeah, definitely matches your color.
It ends up being cheaper too, building yourself an AR.
Yeah.
Like, you can save like $200 or $300 that way.
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you what, I had this weird experience. I don't know if you've ever been to the, on Foster Street, the gun room. I think that's what it's called.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Those guys are kind of, those guys are weird.
You mean his just go in there and he's like, I swear they hate Mexicans.
Actually, no.
Like,
I mean,
every time he's like, dude, he's like, I feel weird going into these old ass white dudes.
I that's actually the place where I sold my AR.
Fucking yeah.
They were actually really happy that I.
It's not the most welcoming place.
No, it's definitely not. And I think right now with gun cultures in a way, or I guess the more appropriated gun culture. Is definitely a white dominant.
Yeah.
So it definitely does feel weird going into being brown and shit. Like, apparently brown.
Apparently.
Apparently, you know, like you can tell I'm brown.
Have you seen yourself in the mirror? You look like a Muslim.
No, people have told me I look Muslim sometimes. People tell me I look Israeli.
I can see that, though.
So, yeah. They were giving me weird looks. They were, you know, like, hey, can I help you, kid? You know whatever.
Yeah, you can help me look at some guns.
Yeah. Oh, looking at guns. Yeah, you know, I'm trying to buy guns the right way. I'm also trying to, you know, resell my gun the right way. All that shit. I don't want
to,
you know.
Yeah, you used to be able to just, like, sell a gun. Like, here you go. You need some cash.
So, yeah,
boom.
Done.
End of story. Now you have to go to, like, a pawn shop or a retail someone and get
it. I think you go to sporting goods stores as well.
Yeah, there. Cost like $10.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the seller's now responsible to get a background check for the buyer.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, there's definitely good things about, you know, the redistribution of weapons. I think that's not bad. But yeah, when I went to that, they were excited. So, I mean, you definitely have a point with the Colt AR, because I had that Smith & Wesson AR in a Colt bag. They were fucking. They were stoked. They were excited. They were ready to buy it off of me. But then as soon as they saw the mismatch, it was like, oh, well, I'll give you $200 for it. I'm like, hell no. I know how much I fucking paid for this. So I think I sold everything to them with the bag. I think it was like $400, $500. It wasn't the best price, but it was needed at the time.
Something.
It was needed at the time,
yeah.
So.
And AR's not some one of those things that you like. It's not really like a daily carry weapon. It's not like a necessity, you know.
Although,
unless you're white.
I mean, there's some white folks that like carrying.
That's true, because I think there's more of the popular videos of actual people having rifles on their backs, strapped on their backs, walking around town.
Dude,
are usually from Oregon.
Yeah, fuck that.
I think the more popular videos are
the
from Oregon.
The last thing I want to do when I'm carrying this gun is to let every other people know that I'm carrying a gun.
Yeah, exactly. You put a red flag on yourself.
Like, hey, look at me.
You put a red flag.
And they are on my back.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. Stupid.
Yeah.
Or like people with gun racks in their truck. It's like, cool, let's just let everyone know that you have a gun. I know what car I'm breaking into.
Oregonians?
Yeah.
Or the stickers. Oregonians Oregonian.
Into that car.
Yeah. Exactly. Anytime I can dive into the realm, it's like, all right, zombie apocalypse happened. If zombie apocalypse comes by, then that's the car.
The funny ones are like those like sedans or, you know, little
Priuses.
Yeah, with the Oregonians on there. Like, okay.
Well, maybe it's more of like an inclusion thing, you know. I kind of want to feel included. So, you know, it obviously, somebody who's riding a Prius, you don't really expect them to own a gun.
I was buying guns for zombie apocalypse until I realized they make too much noise. So then I got samurai sword.
Yeah.
Knives.
Yeah.
I've been telling you I want one.
Oh, rowing knives.
Some katanas?
Katanas, yeah. You don't even need to get a real one. You get those cheap $25 ones. Bodies have decomposed anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
I bought one of those at Comic-Con once, and the dude was like, just so you know, this isn't a real samurai sword. I'm like, it's $26, dude. I get it. Darn, I thought I was buying a real samurai sword for $26. Right, never mind.
There's some dumb kids
I don't
at
want it.
Comic-Con that think they're buying real
But
weapons.
Then he goes, you want to see what a real one does? Yeah, he goes to the back and gets a real one. He's like carving a piece of paper with it. And I was like, cool. It'll still poke through things.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that. All that made me think of was the South Park episode when they're buying the freaking with the throwing stars. I forget what the other weapon is, but I know it's like carried by the characters in Ninja Turtles. But
I haven't seen that one.
No, you haven't seen that one. It's an old one. It's an old one. It's hilarious because they end up throwing. Kenny ends up throwing a ninja star into Butter's eye. They dress him up as a dog and take him to the vet to get it taken out. It's freaking hilarious. I think that's still my favorite episode.
Dude, did you guys meet a cheetah?
Yeah.
I went and met a cheetah.
You know what's so cool?
It's fucking tight.
Yeah, it is.
Probably one of the coolest experiences of my life.
Angie was...
This is now a cheetah video.
Yeah. Angie was like...
Gotcha.
It's like 6 months pregnant, I think. Or six or 7 months pregnant. She was in the later end, for sure. And the cheetah, like, as soon as he got... I think he was a girl, actually.
Yeah, it was a girl.
It was a female cheetah. Yeah, as soon as she got near Angie, you just started purring.
Dude,
so
they purr
loud.
They
purred so loud.
Did you go to that place in Oregon?
Yeah. The one in Roseburg?
That shit was tight.
The one in Roseburg,
I thought I was going to get a touch of it. I was a little mad. They didn't let me like touch the cheetah.
See, that's what we thought, too. I'm like, if we get to touch it.
I was like, I'll totally give her $100. Let me touch it.
Yeah, the picture, I'm going to probably flash the picture anyways. The picture shows that it actually looks like the cheetah was like right here in front of us, but now it's like, it's, you know, just camera trickery.
She was actually pretty close.
She was close. She was like,
she was really close. Because then she laid down and she kind of like went back.
Yeah, I was like here.
She was like
to
4 or 3 feet.
Like here to like, yeah, we were the door and we were by it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I kept telling them, like, all right, stand there. And then like, oh, you can come a little closer now. And I was like, ooh, getting closer. Let me touch it.
Yeah, that's so cool. But still,
Aiden bought a cheetah shirt from the gift shop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had to. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, pink. Just the picture alone, wasn't that like $60, right?
I don't know. I bought it.
It was like 75 because it was me, you, and Eric.
Oh, three
I bought it as a Christmas present for my family. But then they ended up charging us more because it was like during COVID.
Oh, really? Oh, you went recently? Okay, so you went like within the past 12 months.
I want to say this was, like September, October.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
I think recently, so we did a drive just literally just to go eat some In-N-Out. We went.
Now you only have to drive to.
We went down. Yeah, exactly. So, we did do that same day. So we went to a spot in what is it? It's Redmond, right? Is it Redmond?
Redding.
No, Redding.
Yeah, that was the closest one.
Redding is the closest one that's in California.
Was the closest one.
And it's in this area where it's kind of like really suburby and where there's a big old plaza with Target and shit.
Yeah.
But anyways, the time we went there before, like I don't know, a couple years back, we had it and it was fucking delicious. You know, it was like a good location. It was a good location. I've had some bad location
In-N-Outs.
Yeah, exactly.
It's cool once a year when I crave it. That's
exactly. And so we had it. And then we drove back and we went to the Salem one just to kind of compare, and actually the Salem one's pretty damn good.
How long did you wait in line though?
It was like 10:30 p.m. and we waited in line for I think 40 minutes. No, 30 minutes.
I mean, that's not.
And then
bad
they even got the order wrong.
Oh, dude, no! Did you go back?
Yeah, I had to go back.
No.
But not through the drive-thru. Actually, good. I went inside and it only took like another additional 10 minutes, but.
So we ordered 2 burgers and 2 fries. That's it. And they gave us...
Six burgers?
6 burgers.
And
4
fries.
Of those burgers were veggie wraps.
Oh, if it wasn't, I would have taken them.
No, so
I would have cut my losses and been like, they might not be the way I want them. But there's like 5 extra burgers
in. We would have taken them. So I was actually pretty happy. I still ate the ones there, but she's the one that has like a mayo allergy. So regardless, I had to go back. So... It was in like a take count, take our losses because we technically got more than we paid for, but it was more of like because it had mayo, I had to go back.
I had to stop ordering Burger King by my house because they kept fucking my order up.
Yeah, I know which one. I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, that one sucks, man. That one sucks.
They literally forgot like all of Hunter's food and my drinks. And I texted the DoorDash and I was like, you didn't get my drinks. She's like, it wasn't on the ticket. And I'm like, what? It was on the order.
Yeah, like, fucking... That specific Burger King, man.
Burger
yeah.
King ever.
Like, that one sucks.
Up. And I called the girl back. She's like, yeah, you can come pick it up if you want. I'm like, I don't want to drive back there to pick up my chicken fries.
That's why I did the DoorDash.
Can you tell the DoorDash dude to come back and pick it up? And I'll tip him extra.
Exactly.
The worst.
That
but now they're building the In-N-Out in Tualatin.
Tualatin as well?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Huh. Well, that's cool. Oh, they're actually... do you know about Shake Shack?
Yeah.
Have you been there?
I have not been to a Shake Shack. No.
They're building a couple here in Portland. They shot out to me on email. They want to hire me on for a lead position. Yeah. They reached out to me on LinkedIn.
Go to the Shake Shack.
But I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do burgers again.
Yeah, I don't like smelling like burgers.
I mean,
I'll probably never work in a burger place ever again.
Oh, he used to smell pretty bad after that.
I thought I smelled pretty damn delicious, actually.
You thought you smelled good at the end of the shift, or fucking the next morning you smell your clothes and you're like, this is bad.
Yeah.
He would come home and it's like, you know, oh, hi, give him a hug, and it's just like, you smell like oil and just... Mm.
I was like, damn, I used to go to strip clubs after work there. Like, they must have hated me or loved me. Like, fries.
I feel like they probably loved
you. It was something either you love or, like, old fried oil smells repulsive.
Yeah. I think some of my old coworkers were saying.
Want to do burgers.
Yeah. That's exactly why I kind of thought about it. I was like, maybe I will.
Breakfast food now. Breakfast and lunch. Not bad.
Yeah.
Eat bacon whenever I crave it.
No, that's cool. I mean, you know, with burgers, you can eat bacon whenever you crave it.
We do have a burger, too, so.
Yeah, that's true. Aren't you at Petit Provence?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They do that, too? Oh, that's true.
Got a pretty good burger.
Yeah. I think I've only been there once.
Dude, our location is dope. The best location.
Yeah, because what? Hub's right next
Yeah,
that was right. Yeah.
Same
parking. Oh, that's. I went into Hub. Never mind. That's right. It's the same fucking building. Cool. That's one thing I do miss from working at Little Big Burger. Well, actually, that's before they sold the company to these other guys from North Carolina. But
they sold it to Hooters.
No, they didn't.
They were a lot more money. Hooters was like
second-hand bid, right? So the company they sold it to owns franchise two Hooters locations. Mm-hmm. But because their portfolio is mostly known for Hooters, that's why everybody thought it was Hooters that was buying Little Big Burger. So that's not the case. It's this company that franchised two Hooters locations.
Yeah, because Hooters don't got money. The place is trash.
Yeah, I mean, the only Hooters I ever saw here in Portland was the one over there in Jansen Beach, and
yeah, their food sucks.
I never went there. I know, a year ago I started knowing, like, all the signage coming down. Is it still open, though?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, really? Oh, well, the owl's not on there anymore.
Sure. Probably the same group of people that keep Arby's open, or the same people that keep Hooters open.
So, actually...
Who eats at Arby's on the regular, like, enough to keep that place in business?
I have no
There's
got
to be enough people.
I have no idea. We do go there every now and again for curly fries.
I mean,
I
love a cheddar...
And for the snacker.
A cheddar roast beef sandwich. I don't eat it enough that I'm like, damn, I've never seen anybody there.
No, that's true. It was very rare when you
used
people. I
don't think I've ever
had
anything other than their roast beef and cheddar sandwiches.
Roast beef and cheddar
sandwiches? Their sauces are on point.
Yeah.
Arby's sauce.
There are some things that they
do. Oyster sauce.
Yeah, there are. That, mm-hmm. They do have some good things. But anyways, actually, the same people that bought Little Big Burger, I think they do run that. They do operate that Hooters that's in Jansen Beach.
They operate that Hooters?
Yeah.
Great.
They operate that Hooters in Jansen Beach. But, yeah, I don't think I can go back to doing burgers.
Unless they pay you $25 an hour.
No, that's not a bad deal.
I can do burgers for maybe 25 plus tips.
Yep.
Yeah, as long as they included tips. And as long as it was like only 4 days a week. Partial shifts.
Yeah, we're 4 days a week. It's nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes five, but usually 4 days a week.
Yeah.
30 hours? Perfect.
Nice. That's good.
Usually off work at like 5 at the latest. Feel like a real human. It's nice having nights off.
That's good, yeah. I think having nights off is fucking great.
Plus, now I'm like used to waking up at 6 or 7. Excuse me. 6 or 7 in the morning. I'm tired by like 9 or 10. It's great.
Nice. Sounds like a good schedule. Sounds great. Yeah. So, I worked with somebody doing some painting. And this guy's, like a kid. And he carries his gun with him all the time, and he has his gun
when
like,
he paints?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And so he has his gun like out of his pocket. You know, it's always showing. So it's not necessarily like concealed. It's actually
just in case somebody runs up on him while he's painting the house.
I guess so, right?
Damn.
Or while he's up on the ladder, he needs to fucking shoot somebody. Anyways, he somehow from one of his acquaintances, he like I was talking about it, was I also ended up working with his friend who also does painting for a little bit, and we were talking about guns and all that. And he's asking me, what I think about guns. I told him, I think they're useful. It's like a fire. It's like having a fire hydrant at your house. You never know when you need it. And but at the same time, it's not like I'm having this thing. It's not like it's gonna save my life. Actually, to be honest, because of that guy from that, what happened to that guy in PSU, kind of like I'm kind of iffy about if I should carry my gun or not. What if some bastard just gets all fucking scared because I have a gun on me and shoots me?
I mean, don't let people know you have a gun.
Oh, no, no, unless, definitely not.
Unless
no.
You plan on shooting someone or something.
Or protecting yourself or protecting someone else. Yeah.
And get a good holster.
Yeah. But, I was kind of telling him. And this guy was not that it matters that he was a Trump supporter, but he was a Trump supporter. It's funny, he has a sticker on his truck that says, no bullshit Trump. I was like, all right, man, so whatever, I don't care. I honestly don't care about the political aspect of it, because, to be honest, in my opinion, who the fuck cares? Anyways, told him it's kind of like a glorified Nerf gun, glorified target shooting thing. I mean, that's literally what we did today, we went to go target shoot. We shot targets.
Not the store. The target's behind you.
Exactly, yeah, the target's behind you.
Not the store.
Yeah. The zombie, exactly, not the store. But, I don't know, it was funny because he kind of looked like he got offended. I was telling him it was more of like a glorified, target shooting. Because I told him I have guns. I've owned rifles. I've had rifles. Who cares? It's whatever.
Yeah, I don't carry it everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, and then especially I'm not flashing it, because he had it right there, it was the open, and it was just it's kind of funny. It was more of like a
I see.
A flex.
I feel no more need like to a flex. Open carry.
Yeah.
Just not my thing.
Yeah. Exactly. So what's silly? When we were saying how earlier, it's pretty easy to buy a gun. You can basically take like 20 minutes, maybe a day, maybe.
I think now you have to wait a few weeks. Yeah, before you could just sign the paper, get the background check, out the door.
Maybe a bit of delay, but so what I think is silly is if you're a non-citizen, so if you're just a resident, you can buy the gun, right? But you can't conceal carry. You can buy a pistol, but you can't conceal carry.
Why?
So you can go through the process of signing your concealed carry and stuff like that. But then at the end, at like the very two last questions it asks, are you a citizen? You technically can't say yes, because that's falsifying, and now you've broken the law federally if you do say yes.
If you say no, it'll say won't approve it.
Yeah, it won't approve it. So I thought that was fucking stupid. I don't know exactly why. I've gone through some theories about it. It's like, all right, maybe for some reason they think you're just going to now sell guns to you back to your fucking country to fight, I don't know, weird wars or whatever.
Then they wouldn't even let you buy it.
Exactly. So
why can't you conceal it if you already purchased it? They already know who owns it.
Right, exactly. So it's a little stupid just because, I definitely had personal experience with that. I plan to get my concealed carry this year, though. Finally. But still, years before, I couldn't because, I was just a resident. So I could buy a gun. I couldn't lawfully carry it with me, so I want to be able to follow the laws, right? I want to be able to follow the safety practices, because obviously if I carry my gun on my person without the concealed carry in the approved state, then I could be fined. I can be imprisoned.
Probably.
So it's kind of silly, you can. It's like they put these trip wires on you.
They want you to mess up.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like they want you to fail. Just fucking dumb.
It's a game.
Yeah. It's a weird ass game. But man, I definitely don't like what they're doing right now with like a lot of leadership, even in just locally with the fucking state, the city, even just federally, man. It's weird. But this implement of fear with guns, it's silly ass thing to do.
Silly ass thing to do. Should not be feared.
No, they shouldn't. Also, they probably shouldn't be revered as like your fucking holy, your holy
yeah, no,
grail.
Yeah, it's not something to like brag about. No. Like, show off. Like, you're not cool because you own a gun.
Exactly. Like the example.
I feel more comfortable because I can protect the things I love with the gun, but
yeah,
it's not what makes me cool. Yeah. Cool without a gun.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that guy that was painting, he was busting a flex, having his gun out, open
yeah.
carry. Some people.
That's just uncomfortable. That would be uncomfortable to me.
Yeah. Some people I think I've heard say that maybe you're inviting negative energies by carrying a gun and expecting that you have to use it.
That could be true. And then, like,
so,
you get so used to carrying it that when you don't have it, you don't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And there's definitely a lot of, definitely a lot of ways to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'd say overall, yeah, safety. Safety, well, you know, training. Maybe they require you to actually do like a training program for a set period of time. What
yeah,
do you think?
Some sort of class.
Yeah. So, like, if you're going to buy the gun, first of all, you have to take classes. You have to pass the classes.
A test of some sort.
It's kind of a test, yeah. Maybe a test without knowing it's a test. Then
yeah,
you have to,
most
like,
of those
test your psychology.
Common sense, anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, definitely a psychological scan of some sort.
Yeah. I mean, even then, we already said that if you want to get a hold of a gun, you're going to get a hold of a gun regardless. It doesn't matter if it's legal or illegally.
Yeah, you're going to get a hold of whatever you need to get a hold of to do whatever you want to do with it.
I think in middle school, when I used to associate myself with, I guess you could say gang members or whatever, quote-unquote gang members, was, you know, back then for me, you know, being Mexican, I was, you know, trying to find my self-identity as well, you know, if I should be a cholo or if I shouldn't be a cholo. And I know in middle school, man, there's this Russian guy who offered me, it's like, I could get you a dirty gun if you need one.
Well, thanks.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Good to know.
Good to know. So, shit, again, you can get a gun regardless. It doesn't matter if you go through Cabela's or a gun showroom or whatever. You'll still get a gun.
You'll still get it. If you can't, you'll find something else.
Yeah, find something else.
Slingshot. Yeah. Spears.
People learn how to build bombs. People learn how to build bombs, though. They'll do shit.
Build a bomb.
Yeah. You haven't clapped, Angie.
I tried blowing up the... the what's called?
It's up in my ear.
Shit. That's gonna hurt. Anyways, that was funny when we went into the shooting room today. The guy shot off the rifle. I don't know, maybe it's a good thing or a bad thing, but it didn't rattle my ears. I just entered the room. I was like, oh shit, closed it up.
So much echo in that room.
Yeah, there's a lot of
like
echo.
You like feel like the gunshots. You don't like hear them. You like feel the energy move around.
It wasn't in the open.
Yeah.
No, it was inside. Like
yeah,
big.
Yeah, because right around where you live, there's the outside place and there's the inside place.
Yeah. It's crazy. I never would have expected all that to be in, like, the basement.
Yeah. The basement, right? Yeah. There's a lot of space.
The whole basement of that building. Yeah, there's, like, three different ranges. They have, like, a long rifle range, too.
That's pretty cool. I mean, that's a good spot to do it, too.
I guess Post Malone was there doing some training.
Really?
Yeah.
Me who?
At that
Post
exact
Malone,
place?
A rapper. There's 11. Yeah. That one, you, like, find it on Instagram.
Is that the outro music?
Yeah, that's the outro music, yeah. Interesting.
But yeah, we need to go do that again. Or we go up into the mountains once all the snow melts.
Yeah, because I definitely know you feel comfortable driving your own car. As do I.
That outdoor range is cool, but it's just kind of small. It gets busy.
Yeah, it makes sense having it be in the basement, too. Because, I mean, if they had it, like, ground level, and let's say they didn't do a good job on sealing the walls, bullets will go through. So.
At least now it just goes straight into the earth.
Yeah, it just goes straight into the ground. So that's a brilliant idea. That's a fucking brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Well, man, one day in the future, make enough money and build my own home, have a range downstairs.
Dude, that'd be cool.
That'd be cool, man. Yeah. Have a, instead of a bowling alley, be a range.
A gun range.
Why would we have a bowling alley?
No, some people just fantasize with
both.
That. Yeah, some people can't
have a bowling alley and a gun range.
Excuse me, but the basement is mine. Do yours somewhere else.
No, you just have a big basement. You can have another section. You can have a fucking tennis court down there if you want. You can play tennis, but I have a court in my house.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Cool, man. All right, well, I guess that's it.
That was good.
Sounds good, huh?
I have to go. Okay. Shooting, like, I'm going to try to go, like, once every month at least. Just got to get my other gun back.
And maybe you talk more when you're high.
Maybe.
Did you get high?
A little bit.
Not enough then.
No.
Yeah.
It's weird being on camera.
It is weird. It is weird.
It's a very weird feeling.
I'm getting more comfortable to it.
Yeah, it's definitely something you have to like grow into.
Yeah. The first time I did it, it was bad. It was bad. I mean, I enjoyed doing it. You know, I was with one of my friends from middle school, and you know that felt comfortable, but it was just like having the cameras just felt weird.
Yeah, it's like every move is like being recorded.
Exactly.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't
want to like stare into the camera for too long.
That's why I
stare away from the camera for too long.
I mean, to be honest, that's why I actually don't stare into the cameras at all. I don't even look at them. I know Andrew's like, oh look at the camera, and I'm like,
but he
who cares? Want. Who cares? Don't do it. I mean, it feels uncomfortable. I'd rather feel as comfortable as I can. So I try not to look at the cameras at all.
Don't grow on me.
Yeah, but anyways, yeah, I think we should definitely do that. I have a couple other people, like my brother, who definitely, I think he can tell us probably all his own stories, or he can tell that issue that happened to him even more in depth.
Yeah.
Where he had to pull out his shotgun. He pulled out his shotgun, he, you know, cocked it, and then he's telling me that the people heard it, and they're like, oh, shit.
Dude, sometimes that's all you need to do.
Yeah, exactly. Just have to cock something.
That's all you need to do. You don't even have to have a bullet in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've definitely thought about just having a shotgun. I mean, they're pretty cheap.
I think I got mine for, like, $350.
Yeah. Well, there's some good ones, too, for that price. Yeah.
Black Friday is the day to do it.
Yeah. I'm going to check out Cabela's used gun room, then.
Oh,
check
yeah.
Check out if they have any good
shots. They had some ARs there last time.
What?
They had some ARs there last time when they used the gun room.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's they also nice. Had, like a 50 cal.
Oh, I keep seeing that 50 cal. I was like, oh, that's freaking cool. What would I need it for?
So unnecessary.
Why would I need it for? But it's so cool. It's
bear hunting.
Such a nice piece of art.
Yeah.
Nice piece of engineering.
It is. You got to work tomorrow?
I want to get a Smith & Wesson.
No.
No. What kind of Smith & Wesson?
There's a lot. So it just has to be...
Give me any Smith & Wesson.
Any of them.
You don't go to work?
No.
Yeah, I mean, you're just doing, like, what are you doing now for work?
From time to time, I usually get called in at the donuts.
At the donuts.
The donuts.
How are they doing at the donuts? Selling donuts?
Yeah. They're still doing good donuts. They're still fucking delicious.
Well, yeah,
really
the donuts aren't gonna change, but like, yeah. Do you get busy still? Because probably not as much
yeah.
tourists.
Yeah, it's a different process.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different process, but yeah, they still sell good amounts. It's still in business, so that's a good thing.
Yeah,
it's a really good thing. Anyways, but yeah, I just do that every now and again. I think I've been trying to help out at Zillow when possible. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what Colin's doing too.
Yeah. So I think the last time I was there that they needed my help was 2 weeks ago.
They just get busy or something?
No, I think Jeff had to go out of town.
Oh, yeah.
He had to go out of town.
Get his mom.
Yeah.
I'm staring at your screen. That thing's so trippy.
Yeah, I think it's... I love their screensavers on Apple. The screensavers are freaking cool. But no, not much. And every now and again... I think I'm gonna go back into construction and hopefully do that. So I was trying to start my own like handyman service business, but I didn't feel comfortable doing it because like I didn't feel knowledgeable enough.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want to do that. Go work at somebody's house and then fuck it up and now be liable for that fuck up.
Yeah, that'd suck.
Although I'd still have them sign something and tell them, hey, you know,
I'm not liable for whatever happened. I think I can handle this job, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel comfortable, so. Yeah, I guess that's about
talk
it, then.
Talk to Mark at all?
The last time I talked to Mark was, I think, after New Year's. after New Year's. All right. Well, anyways, sounds good. Well, see you next time. Watch any of the other videos. I'll put the links as the norm. But anyways, buenas noches, good night, good night, and otsukaresama desu. And thank you for watching, and hopefully you enjoyed it. If you didn't, I know a lot of fucking people are have misconceptions about guns. They don't, again, they don't realize the safety about it, and they don't realize that it's the human behind it. A gun doesn't shoot itself. The person does.
Person.
Person fires the trigger with their hand.
The zombie right behind you.
Exactly. Anyways, yeah. The person fires the trigger, not the gun itself. Anyways.
Until great. Next time.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
You only know 4 languages?
Yes.
No French?
No.
No
French? No, no, no français.